Placements in feedlots during May total 1.71 million head. That's 10% below 2014, while marketing's effect cattle during May total 1.71 million head, 8% below 2014. May marketings are the lowest since the series began back in 1996, and that USDA cattle on feed report also indicates several more months of tightening cattle supplies. With more on that story, here's Gary Crawford.
It looks like we'll continue to see tighter supplies of beef cattle for several more months. This according to Agriculture Department livestock analyst Chael Shagham after looking at Friday's USDA cattle on feed report showing the lowest May placements of cattle into feedlots on record, 10% below a year ago. But diving into the report, Shagham says if you look at placements by weight class,
the only category that was not below year earlier was your 800 pound and above. It largely reflects the fact that you have very good forage conditions in much of the country, and producers are holding cattle back to put on grass.
And also possibly holding on to more heifers.
To build the breeding herd and expand production down the line.
So fewer cattle, heavier cattle available for slaughter for the immediate future.
So there'll be some mitigating factors on weights. But the general takeaway is that the number of animals available for slaughter will be relatively low.
Which should support cattle prices, even though prices recently have dropped off because of some demand weakness, which Shagham says will reverse itself as we get deeper into the summer grilling season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.